1번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입한 티켓의 좌석을 고르세요.
How may I help you, ma'am?
I want to buy 2 tickets for tonight.
We have sections S, A, B, and C, as you can see on this chart. Which section do you prefer?
I don't like side seats, and section S seems quite expensive.
Okay, then you have 2 choices, section A and section B.
I don't want to be too close to the stage, so I will go for the seats in section B.
That will be £80. Here are your tickets, section B, front row. I think that will be the perfect place to enjoy the play.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 전화를 건 목적을 고르세요.
Golden Express Movers, what can I do for you?
I'm moving to a new apartment next week, and I'd like to know the price.
It depends on the type of service. Do you want us to pack for you?
No, I'll have things packed and ready to go. I just need you to move everything, including furniture and appliances.
When would you like our service?
Next Saturday, the 22nd of September.
We are available next Saturday. If it's okay, we'll come to your house and give you an estimate in advance.
Sounds good. When can you come for the estimate then?
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르세요.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a digital camera. Can you tell me about this model?
Oh, it's our best-selling model. It's very easy to operate, and the price is quite reasonable. It's $300, and just for today, you can get 20% off.
Really? That sounds good. I have only $250, and I've really wanted to get this camera.
This is a great chance to get a wonderful camera at a good price.
I have an additional 5% off coupon. Can I use this coupon too?
I'm afraid you can't. It has expired.
Oh, what a shame. I'll take it anyway, and I'll still have $10 left.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소를 고르세요.
It's so beautiful.
You mean the one called sunflowers?
Yes, the yellow flowers look as though they are real.
I agree. The contrast between the flowers and the pale blue background is also amazing.
How about this self-portrait?
I can almost feel the tragic sadness of the artist.
It's a marvel that he painted such beautiful paintings despite his painful life.
Hey, the sign says we have only 30 minutes left before closing.
Oh, really? Time flies when you're enjoying the great works.
True. Let's move on to the other paintings.
5번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자의 현재 직업을 고르세요.
So, how did you get into your current job?
In my high school days, I was crazy about rock music, and I needed some money to buy a drum. Then my mom gave me a part-time job at her salon.
What did you do there?
Wash people's hair and clean the shop.
Did you like it?
Washing and cleaning? No way! But my mother was impressed with my suggestions on how to style her customers' hair.
It must have made you feel proud of yourself. And that's how you got into this profession.
Exactly. Styling people's hair was so interesting and rewarding that I forgot all about rock music.
What do we have next period?
Oh, we have PE. There will be a jump rope test.
No way! I'm not ready for it.
But the teacher said 2 weeks ago that we would have a jump rope test.
I know. Actually, I practiced a lot, but I'm still poor at jumping rope.
What's wrong? You're the dancing queen of our school.
Yes, I'm good at dancing, but I'm not good at sports.
Now I see that life is fair. Anyway, hurry up and get changed or you'll be late.
I hope there are not too many people in the dressing room.
7번입니다. 대화를 듣고 프레드가 약속을 지킬 수 없는 이유를 고르세요.
Hello? May I speak to Jane, please?
I'm sorry, but she's not here at the moment. Who's calling, please?
This is Fred. Do you happen to know when she'll be back?
She's gone to the bookstore, but she'll be back soon. Do you want me to take a message for you?
Yes, please. We were supposed to meet for our social studies project at 2 this afternoon, but my mom has the flu, and I'm afraid I can't make it today.
Oh, that's too bad. Would you like Jane to call you when she gets back?
That would be great. Thanks.
No problem.
8번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 당황해하는 이유를 고르세요.
What's wrong? You look upset.
I locked myself out again.
Where did you leave your keys?
I mean, I accidentally locked the car door with the key still inside.
Don't you have any spare keys in your purse?
The thing is, I left my purse on the passenger seat of my car.
Then call the emergency service. They will come and sort it all out.
Why didn't I think of that? I'll call them now. I hope they come soon.
Don't worry. They'll come in no time.
9번입니다. 다음을 듣고 승무원이 안내하고 있는 사항과 관련이 없는 것을 고르세요.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Flight 747 to New York. We hope you are enjoying your flight with us. Please be sure to fasten your seatbelt while the emergency light is on and while you are seated. Your carry-on luggage should not block the aisles and should be safely stored in the overhead compartment or under the seat in front of you. If there's anything we can do to make your flight more pleasant and relaxing, feel free to use the call button for the flight attendants. Thank you for flying with us today.
10번입니다. 대화를 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 고르세요.
At the end of the year, there will be a presidential election. Will you vote?
Of course not. We are too young to vote.
I don't understand why the voting age is so high. I want to be able to help select our next president.
Wait until you graduate from high school. 17-year-olds are not mature enough.
If we could vote, maybe politicians would value students' opinions more highly.
Allowing teenagers to vote could be dangerous because teens are easily influenced.
I understand, but some teens work and pay taxes. Those guys should be able to vote.
But they represent only a few teens. Most teens are too busy with schoolwork and exams to worry about politics.
Son,
I have a few things to tell you before I go on this trip. When you wash the dishes, you'd better start with the glasses.
Why, Mom? Can't I wash the dishes in any order?
Dishes are usually greasy, but water glasses are relatively clean.
I see. How about cleaning the rooms?
First, you should pick things up from the floor, and then you should vacuum.
And the laundry?
When you do the laundry, you should be careful about white-colored clothes. And I think it'd be safer to send the silk clothes to the dry cleaners.
Thanks, Mom. I think I can manage things here by myself. Have a nice trip. China's one-child policy has produced a generation of so-called little emperors. Grandparents and parents focus all their attention on this one child. Some see the one-child policy as being against human rights. Others see it as a marketing opportunity. One Beijing-based business established a child development program for 13 to 15-month-old babies. A cradle-to-school child care package aims to make babies smarter, healthier, and happier.
Number 1.
Look at the time. I'm going to miss my bus.
Don't worry. I'll drive you to the stop. Number 2.
Are you sure that this is the right way to City Hall?
Yes. We'll be there in no time. Number 3.
You were speeding. I'd like to see your driver's license.
Oh, I'm sorry. I left it at home. Number 4.
We're almost out of gas. We'd better stop at the next gas station.
If we stop now, we'll be late for school. Number 5.
He was run over by a car last Monday, and he's in a hospital now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Hi, Bill. How's it going with those math problems?
I was just taking a break. They're giving me a headache.
I know what you mean. I've been working on them, but I just can't get some of the problems.
I wish I knew the girl who got 100 on the last test. She'd be a big help right now.
You mean Judy? She is a friend of mine. Why don't we give her a call?
What? At this hour? It's nearly 10 o'clock. Let's not disturb her.
I guess you're right. Then why don't we work on them together? Two heads are better than one.
Amy,
Chris, where are you?
Excuse me, may I help you? I work here.
I'm looking for my kids. They were playing over there, and now I don't see them.
You mean in the children's pool? How old are they?
4 and 6. I was only gone a few minutes to get some snacks.
Don't worry. I'm in charge of safety here. They'll be safe. What are they wearing?
One is wearing blue, and the other is in yellow.
Look, are those your kids on the slide?
What's
the matter, Mike? You don't look so good.
I started to feel sick Sunday afternoon. I thought I'd get better, but I feel worse today.
What seems to be the problem?
I thought I had the flu, but the doctor said it was a bad cold. He gave me some medicine for my fever and stuffy nose.
Listen, forget about that medicine. My mom is into herbal medicine, and I have just the thing for you.
Oh, no thanks.
Come on, just try some. Believe me, you'll be all right in no time.
You know what? Scientists have discovered a new planet. Isn't it exciting?
I heard about it, but what's the big deal?
They say that the planet has an environment similar to the Earth.
Calm down. Although it is a good place for us to live, it is too far from the Earth, about 20 light years.
Why are you so negative? Isn't it great to have another Earth we can live on?
I'm just saying. My club members are planning a trip this weekend.
Oh, that's great. Where are you going?
Muju City is going to hold its annual Firefly Festival.
Firefly Festival? What will you do there?
We'll enjoy the Firefly exhibition, watch fireflies light up the night sky, and listen to a concert.
That will be great. I wish I could join you.
Why not? You are welcome to come with us.
Well, I have to visit my grandparents on the weekend. It's my grandmother's 70th birthday. Did you watch the special TV program last night?
You mean the one about elephants in Thailand?
The elephants are trained to do tricks for tourists.
Some elephants even draw pictures. I was so angry that people treated elephants so terribly.
You are right. The elephants are tied up and hit every day to be trained. Humans should stop abusing animals.
You can say that again. I really want animals to live happily and peacefully.
What can we do to help animals in trouble? Sue was driving on the highway when she noticed a gas lamp blinking. She stopped at the nearest gas station. Unfortunately, there was no service clerk, so she had to fill up by herself. She never had done it before, so she didn't know how to use the gas pump. A few minutes later, another car came into the gas station and stopped next to her. She decided to ask the driver to help her. In this situation, what would Sue likely say to the person in the car?
Excuse me,